Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about.
During a news conference on Tuesday, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg outlined the 34 felony counts against former President Donald Trump for falsifying business records. The case involves a hush money payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election over an alleged affair. Trump recorded the transaction as a legal expense. Bragg alleges Trump repeatedly made false statements on New York business records and caused others to do so as well. In court Tuesday, Trump pleaded not guilty to all 34 counts. He later spoke at Mar-a-Lago and took shots at Bragg.
The criminal is the district attorney because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign.
Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a speech at a rally across the street from the New York courthouse in protest to the indictment of former President Trump alongside the New York Young Republicans, a group with ties to white nationalists.
Countries, not the United States of America. We have to take a stand against the injustice, the corruption, and the communist Democrats.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre declined to comment on the criminal investigation, but did say it is not a priority of focus for the administration. Following President Biden's meeting with the Council of Advisors on Science and Technology, the president said it remains to be seen if artificial intelligence poses dangerous risks, but stressed tech companies have a duty to ensure their products are safe before they are made public. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy signed an executive order Tuesday which grants members of the LGBTQIA+ community equal access to healthcare services in the state. Murphy says the order comes as many across the nation are experiencing attacks that undermine equality, dignity, and safety.
I'm incredibly proud of the work our administration has done to put New Jersey at the forefront of the LGBTQIA+ rights, including expanding legal protections.
Murphy said the executive order establishes New Jersey as a safe haven for gender-affirming healthcare. During a luncheon, children's author and Key West resident Judy Blume criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for banning topics from being discussed in schools and said teachers and librarians are under fire and threat.
They are criminalizing teachers and librarians. It's not just that they're threatening their jobs, they're threatening them. They could go to jail. And all because they stand up for the rights of the students they teach.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST syndicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.